Perek Hei Mishnah Zayin. Mish Haya B'Mizrach, a person who Erev Shabbos was outside of his town, to the east of his town, and V'Amar Levino, he tells his son, he told his son really before he left for the day, early in the morning, before he left his house, he told his son, Arav Li B'Mariv, a place for me, a Erev, an Erev Techumim, to stretch out the border so that I could walk, to the west of the city. Or the other way around. He says, Bamar, if he's in the west of the outskirts of the city, Va'amal Abinel, and he tells his son before he left on his journey when he was still at home, he says, Arav Li B'Mizrach, place an Erev for me in the east of the city, and Erev Techumim, to give me the ability to walk around over there. So, Im Yeshemenu, it depends. Im Yeshemenu, Ulubeso Apaim Ama, if he has from the place where he is right now, and it may also Makom Shu Omid, in the place where he's standing right now, during Bein Hashmashos, until his home, if he has 2,000 amos, Ula Eruve into the Erev. Yotu Mikan is more than 2,000 amos, right? Aval Aleyev to the Erev that his son placed for him, he's more than 2,000 amos, because he was on the east and his son put it on the west, or he was on the west and his son put it on the east. So then, if there's 2,000 amos to his home, Matula Beso is permitted for him to walk to his home, because his home will be within 2,000 amos within the Tchum. But Va'asula Eruva, he can't walk to where the Erev is, because the Erev is outside of 2,000 amos, outside of the Tchum. They explain over here, Klemar, Shal Tchum Beso, Shemutula Lechad Beso. He can walk to his house, because it's within 2,000 amos. And then Vieshani Beso, once you're at your house, you also have 2,000 amos in all directions, because that's in your city. And also the Eruva, you can't walk to the Erev, which means you can't, Shohel Ben Hashmashos, since during Ben Hashmashos, you weren't able to reach where the Erev is, because you were more than 2,000 amos away. So therefore, your Erev's not a good Erev. This doesn't work. And we just, you know, and since V'kibin Shu Omei, since you were within the area of your home, within 2,000 amos of your home, we see that Minastam, your Das, was that you, on your house instead of the Erev, so the Erev won't work, but you can go to your home. What about the other way around? To the Erev, there's a 2,000 amos distance, but to your home, it's more than 2,000 amos now. How is it possible? If you can reach the Erev, you can reach your home. So he says that they bring down a picture over here that you're standing, he stands in the southeast from his house, and the Erev is placed in the southeast corner from his house, and the Erev is placed in the southwest corner, meaning he's standing in the southeast corner away from his house, and the Erev is placed in the southwest corner, and therefore he's within 2,000 amos to the Erev, but his home is way more than 2,000 amos away from where he's standing. So then, of course, also le Bezo, he can't go to his house, because his house is not within the Tchum. But he's permitted to walk to where the Erev is, because he has, from where he's standing to the Erev, his 2,000 amos. Now they do bring down, though, that Va'af le Bezo, even to his home, he would be permitted to walk if once he reaches the place of the Erev, that between the Erev and his home, there's 2,000 amos or less, then that would permit him to actually walk to his home. Okay. Hanosein es eruva ba ibur shel ir. A new case. One who places his erev in the ibur shel ir, meaning there's a home that we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos that is placed betoch shivim am, within 70 amos and a drop from outside the city. So that's considered still being part of the city, we had mentioned. So the also of Oklahoma, he didn't do anything because he's already in the city. Without the Erev, he'd have 2,000 amos from that point anyway, because these spots of the town, even though they're on the outskirts of the town, if they're within 70 amos and a drop, so they're considered part of the town. So therefore, 2,000 amos to give you your tchum, to give you your border, start from those little houses. So you accomplish nothing by putting your Erev over there, because anyways, you have your 2,000 amos going out from those little houses. Even though they're on the outskirts of the town, they're part of the town, as long as, again, they're within the 70 amos and a drop. So what about a new case? This son of places his Erev chutz l'tchum, outside of the tchum, afilu ama achas. So now he places the Erev outside of the tchum, right? To give him some more walking space. So even if he places it one ama, Mash and Isker, whom after, whatever he gains, so he also loses. So what does that mean? They explain like this. That which he gains in this side of the town, replaces his erev, yes, he'll gain, but he'll lose on the other side. Why? Because Shari Yoshlim in the erev, yes, from the erev, 2,000 amos to all sides. So let's give an example. Keep going. For example, if erev sof elf amos, if he made the erev at the end of 1,000 amos in the east side of the town, so he's permitted to walk to the east side 3,000 amos total from the city. 1,000 amos up until where his erev is, right? Because that's in the city. And then 2,000 amos from his erev and onward. But if he will turn to the west side now, he can only walk only 1,000 amos alone. So because he has, you know, he put his erev to the east, so he gets the bonus to the east, but now to the west all have his 1,000 amos left. Because from the erev, yeah, okay, so Nimsa, Elf, Amish, and Niska, the 1,000 amos that he gained on the east side, if he lost it on the west side. And the Gemara explains, Sheir Atzma, the city itself, is not included in the counting. Why? Because the east city itself is considered just like a Dalan Amos, a 4 Amos area. So that's how they come to these numbers. And they also explain that Medar Amur, one of these words said, is when the 2,000 Amos from the Erev, Letzad Eir, towards the city, Einan Kalos Ela, the 2,000 Amos end at the end of the city, or even, you know, beyond the city, so then the city is deemed as if it's 4 Amos, it's not included in the account. But if the 2,000 Amos from your Erev end the middle of the city, so then you can't go any other, you can't go in the city, only, rather, you can only go up until where the Erev stops, which would be, you know, somewhere in the middle of the city where the 2,000 amos from the Erev would stop, and more than that, you wouldn't be able to go. So you can only go more when the Erev goes to the end of the city. Then you can still go more, but if the Erev goes in the middle of the city, you gotta stop where the Erev stops. Okay. Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah begins with a small introduction. So, Kvaru's Quran, we already mentioned that one who rests in a city, so if he's an actual, you know, he sleeps or he rests there, then he can walk around the entire city. And outside of the city, 2,000 amos to all areas, because that would be his border. Now, what happens if a person places his erev in another city, right? He takes his erev, puts it in the neighboring city. So then there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. If his law is, because then one who dwells in the city where the erev is, and therefore he has 2,000 amos a size for the city that he can walk around with, around in, or Sha'ir, he bechlal, where the city's included in the 2,000 amos. So, we'll explain in the Mishnah, we'll expand upon this. However, in the Reish, at the beginning of the Mishnah is coming to teach us that which we learned already, in previous Mishnayos. The one who measures his 2,000 amos from his city, or from the place where he's resting for Shabbos, in order to set up his tchum, and then within the 2,000 amos, you find another city, and meet this tchum, if the measurement of the city, if the measurement of the border, ends at the end of the city, then the city is considered like Dalan Amos, it's not included in the Cheshbon. Rather, you just, you know, you continue your Cheshbon of 2,000 Amos, you know, outside the city. And they bring an example to try to make this, you know, easier to understand. Let's just say from the place that you're standing, up until the city is 96 Amos, okay? So then you add the city, which is 4 Amos, so now you have 100 Amos. Now, however long the city is, va'orach'ir, you know, let's say the city is 1,800 Amos long. So that's just, you know, Hari Mahalach Kali Yer Kul, you can walk around the entire city. And then you can even walk around the Chutzlah outside of it, another 1,900 Amos, because the 1,900 Amos will add up to your original 96, and then plus the city, which is 4, to give you the full 2,000 Amos. Shekinah Yer Kula, because the whole city looked like as 4 Amos. But if the measurement of the Tchum ends in the middle of the city, then you can only go until where your 2,000 Amos stop, in the middle of the city. So with that in mind, let's see Mishnah Ches. Anch Ir Gadola, if you have people in a big city, right? Shvatoch Tchuma, and within their border, there resides a small city. Mahalcha is called Ir Ketana, they can walk around the entire small city, because since the small city is swallowed up within their 2,000 amos of the big city, we look at the people of the big city, the small city is considered to the people of the big city, that's like 4 amos, because it's within their entire border. It's within their entire 2,000 amos, and therefore you can walk around the entire small city. And then the border of the big city would extend outside the small city. However, for the same token, the people of the small city cannot walk around the entire big city. Why? Because the measurement of the tchum of the small city ends in the middle of the big city, so they don't have that kind of advantage. Sorry, it's not the same token. The big city is not considered like 4 amos to them, and they can't walk around. They can only go up to where their border ends in the big city. So, because the big city's border, overlaps the small city, they could walk around the entire small city. Whereas the small city's border goes somewhere in the middle of the big city, they can only walk until where that middle point is, but not the entire city. Now, they do add also that one of these words said, that's when one measures the 2,000 amos from his own city. Measures the 2,000 amos of the Tchum Shabbos from his own city, Magia, and he reaches another city. However, if you place your Erev in another city, the actual Erev in another city, then the people of the big city can walk around the small city, and the people of the small city can walk around the big city. So, in case that has is possible, one who dwells in a big city, then he places his actual Erev in a small city, so which is within their Tchum. Or one who is in a Ir Katana, small city, he places his Erev in the big city, in the portion of the big city, which is within his Tchum. Then Mahalath has Kula, they could both walk around the entire city. The Chutzula, Payim Amma, and then outside of it, 2,000 Amos, they're all combined, it's like one happy city, and then they get the 2,000 Amos outside of it. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Akiva says, Eilo Elo Makam Eruva El Payim Amma, he says, no, they only have from the place of their Erev of 2,000 Amos. So Bekiva argues on the Tanakh Amma, and he holds, She'ena Erev Os HaSeir, the Erev does not make the city that it's resting in, right? You live in the small city, and you put the Erev in the big city. You don't make it like Dalat Amos to make a small and big city, just, one happy family. And therefore, he says, you can only walk until where the Erev goes, and he argues on the Tanakh Amma. So the small city placed an Erev in the big city. So wherever that Erev goes until, only there you could if you placed your Erev somewhere in the big city, you can only walk 2,000 amos from the actual Erev and then 2,000 amos around it in that city that you placed it in. We don't pass like a Bekiva, we go like the Chachamim, but that's where Bekiva argues on the Chachamim, and that concludes Mishnah Ches.